Say, this is Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
This is Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, a podcast created by a mom for moms that is designed to motivate, inspire, and inform you along your journey in motherhood. I am your host, Denise LaRosa. Are you subscribed to my newsletter? Why not? Get the latest in mommy gifts, inspiration, and resources by subscribing at www.denisenlarosa.com. Let's do this mommy thing together. If you are married and raising children, I don't have to tell you about the many challenges that come with both roles. So many of you have requested that I do a show on marriage, and today's guest is just who we need to speak on this important topic. Deborah L. Mills is no stranger to adversity from verbal and mental abuse as a child to a marriage gone terribly wrong as an adult. Her message is one of triumph over tragedy. Her self-empowering and motivating approach to instructing and mentoring allows you to see that victory is possible for you. As a speaker, author, mentor, and transformational life strategist, Deborah has a heartfelt desire to see others prosper in their relationships. Her message declares that healthy relationships are your birthright. Over the course of 25 years, Deborah has learned that a healthy relationship with self is the key to all other relationships, whether at home or at work. Countless workshops, counseling sessions, and a degree in organizational leadership and management have afforded her the opportunity to experience firsthand the value of coaching and transformational leadership. Deborah has been privileged to keynote with nationally recognized organizations such as the National Association for Professional Women and Mocha Moms. She has also served as speaker and mentor with organizations such as Crawley Cares, RARE, serving middle school students, and also CPEP, Community Parent Engagement Program, in association with the Concerned Citizen Network of Alexandria, Virginia. Deborah is gifted to impart principles and everyday truths that will change your life by impacting the way you think. She will challenge you to move forward from good to great and all right to awesome in your relationship with yourself and then with others. Deborah has declared a relationship revolution, and this revolution begins with you. It's time for you to show up big for yourself so that you can then show up big for someone else for your relationships. All right, moms, get pen and paper ready because this Mom and Marriage Talk is going to enlighten you and give you practical steps that you can put into action immediately.
Deborah, thank you so much for doing this show. And just like I said off the record like seconds ago, I just feel like this is a topic that is so important to my listeners and to me on a personal level. So many of my listeners have reached out and said, Denise, can you please do a show about marriage after having children? So thank you so much for taking the time out and just really sharing your expertise with our community.
I'm honored. You know, children are one of the greatest happenings in your marriage relationship, but it all has to be kept in perspective. So I'm honored to share what I know about this subject.
Great. That sounds good. And I love that you said that, Deborah, because I'm just, you know, I keep it 100 on this show. And one of the things that I even wrote a blog post about not too long ago is I have a bone to pick sometimes with some people whenever they try to blame kids for their marital issues. I just think that is just absolutely ridiculous. Like, wouldn't you agree? It's like we brought these children into the world. And how on earth, especially when they're like newborn and they're little ones, how can you blame these little angels who let's quite frankly say it, they don't know, they don't have a clue about what's going on. How are you going to blame them for adult issues? That's our responsibility to make the necessary adjustments once those children come. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, and part of it is pre-planning. Many of us find ourselves in a situation where we did not pre-plan for a child. So we're parents before we expect to be, parents with no outlook on what to do with this child, how to integrate the child into the family that has already been established. So some of those things need to be looked at beforehand, the preparation that's done so that when you're in the situation, you know how to handle it properly.
That makes sense. That makes total sense, Deborah. And we plan for everything else in life. We plan for the wedding, right? We even plan for the pregnancy, you know, conception and having the baby. So it just only makes sense to plan for once those children arrive to make those adjustments.
You do. You have to plan for. They're going to be sleepless nights. So if we have a plan in place beforehand, okay, baby, you take the baby on these nights. I'm going to take the baby on these nights. You know, I work on the weekend, so I'll take the baby during the week, during the middle of the night. You get the baby on the weekend because you know I have to get up and go to work. It's just the forethought that goes into it that makes it a little bit easier when the situation actually arises.
Yeah. So let's take a moment to hear about your story before we really dive in deep with some of these issues. And by first telling us about your journey to motherhood and marriage.
Well, my journey to motherhood started when I was 20 years old. I became a mom at 20 to my daughter, who is now 27. She is the love of my life. My husband and I just adore her. At almost 30 years old, she's still my baby. I have two other children, or we have two other children. They are 23 and 21, and I'm also the grandmother of one little two-year-old. And so my journey began at 20, which is very young for some, which is right on time for others. But I'll have to say that I wouldn't change anything about my age or about my circumstance, that I love being a mother. I mean, I just do. I often say that I would be the mother to the universe, but no one's hiring. You know, if I could go out and put in my application, you know, mothering skills, but no one's hiring for that. So I just enjoy being mom. My journey began at 20 years old. Now my baby is 27, my youngest 21. And it's just been an awesome trek. You know how mothers even, you know, they want their kids to go back to school at the end of the summer because they've been home. I always wanted my babies to be there with me. I even homeschooled for a stint, and, you know, I just enjoy motherhood.
Oh, I love hearing that. I can tell you enjoy it. I feel it just virtually speaking and even through the phone. Like, I just feel that love, and it's so special. And so what do you think, with that background, that experience, that love, what do you think is the biggest challenge married couples face once they have children? Because we did touch on the preparation. Is there anything else that you think is really, like, the biggest challenge, especially in this day and age, for married couples?
I think probably two things. The planning is going to be key. The planning is key from the time that you decide to have a child, to conceive this child, to the birth of a child. How are we going to raise this baby? How are we going to educate this baby? What are we going to do when the child gets up at night? How do we plan to still have mommy-daddy time, husband-wife time? All of that takes planning. It doesn't really come at spur of the moment once you have a child, because you can do things spur of the moment, just the two of you. A child takes planning. So I do think that is definitely, definitely key. And then the other thing that I think is most important is communication. You have to talk about it. That planning takes communication. No one person makes all the decisions, but you talk about it and you work this thing out together. Not what benefits one person best, but what benefits our family unit best.
I love that. And that is such a common thread that you hear all the time when it comes to marriages, is to communicate. I guess to just kind of expound upon that, Deborah, like, when it comes to communication, sometimes the truth can hurt, right? Like, so sometimes married couples get to this point where they started off with this foundation of friendship and would be open and tell each other any and everything. But then at some point along the way, in particular, like, when it comes to bringing children into the world, it's almost like this invisible wall gets built. And it's almost like you don't want to communicate for fear of shaking things up, or you don't want to deal with drama, you don't want to deal with the aftermath, or you might not even want to hurt that person's feelings. What are some tips, Deborah, for open communication in a marriage, regardless of what comes out of our mouths, quite frankly, to be honest with you?
You know, I would say the things that you just talk about, that the underlying thing there is not the children, but there's a deeper issue, you know, because if it's I don't want to hurt their feelings, or I don't want to shake the boat, that goes across the board, I'm sure, not just dealing with the issue of their children. So that's something that has to be dealt with on a husband-wife level. You know, how do we honestly communicate with one another? Do we trust each other and actually have one another's back and know that we're here to help each other and build each other up, and I'd never do anything to hurt you? So that goes deeper than just the kids. You know, we've got to figure this thing out so we can communicate about anything, not just the children. And I'm a firm believer that the truth is just the truth. The truth does not have anger attached to it. It doesn't have emotion attached to it. The truth doesn't necessarily hurt, but it's what we as people put on the truth. because I can tell you the truth. You know, it might be something crazy that, you know, I really don't like it that our baby stays up past 9 o'clock. Well, you can say that as simple as pie. You know what I'm saying? But when you attach emotion to it, you know, I don't like that our baby stays up past 9 o'clock. My mother would not have that. If we're going to be good parents, we need this baby, and you've attached all this other stuff to it. But when you just let the truth ride and be what it is, it can be accepted so much easier.
Yes.
Sweetie,
yes.
Our baby's up past 9 o'clock. What can we do about it?
Right. Oh, I love that. You know? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm over here, like, my hand just went up in the air, like, amen. Because, like, sometimes, Deborah, and I mean, I'm not trying to play the battle of the sexes here. You know, it's life isn't black and white, but you know what I mean when I'm about to say. Sometimes, especially women, we tend to not just put that truth out there, but it's always got, or not always, but a lot of times it'll have so many other things bundled up in it. You know,
mm-hmm.
like. Just like when you use that example, you know, I don't like it when our baby stays up past 9 o'clock. What can we do about that? As opposed to, you know, well, back when, you know, when I grew up, this wasn't allowed in our house. It's not
right.
allowed in this house and blah, 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 blah. So that is such an amazing tip. That's so true. Sometimes we just got to keep it simple and keep it real all at the same time.
Keep it simple and let the truth stand for itself. Don't attach past events, emotions, and all of those things to it. Yes, those things are a part of your life, but you have to hear the truth for what it is. Because if you get wrapped up in the emotion of it, your spouse, your mate could be telling you something that is 100% on point, and you refuse to listen to it because of the way it was delivered. It's a two-way street, the way the person delivers it and the way the other person chooses to accept it.
I have more with Deborah, but first, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor. The Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, also known as PACEY, works to support high-quality care and education for young children from birth until age 9 across 10 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. PACEY provides professional development, community resources, and advocacy for the needs and rights of our children, their families, and the individuals who work with them. PACEY works to educate parents, individuals working in the field, and other stakeholders about the best practices in early childhood education and to help improve the quality of services provided to the children of our region. PACEY also works to communicate the value of early childhood education so that as a community, we can make wise investments in the future of our children. In addition, PACEY elevates the status of professionals working in the field of early childhood education so that we can continue to attract and retain individuals who are highly skilled and committed to children and their optimal development. PACEY is a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. As a parent and former elementary school teacher, I truly value the work that PACEY is doing. To learn more, please visit www.paeyc.org today.
Yes. So this is something that I'm going to tag on to this topic. Deborah, we didn't plan on bringing this up, but you said the magic word, trust, when we were talking just now. And so this is something that may like really play itself out even stronger once the children arrive, because I personally feel like it's not so much that the children are the issue as much as there are underlying issues, just like you said, before the children come. And once you add on little lives that you've brought into the world and added responsibility, it just exacerbates the issue. So what about trust, Deborah? Like, what are the steps, if that trust has been broken, what are the steps to gaining that trust back?
You know, trust is something that can take a lifetime to be earned, but a second to be broken. So when trust has been broken, the person whose trust has been violated, they're really the ones who set up the terms for how that trust is regained. And if you want that person's trust back, then you're willing to do what it takes to get it. You know, but it does also mean that you're going to deal with the past issue, whatever that was, and I don't want to minimize it by saying get over it, but I do want to say get over it, because say if you've got this mountain that you're trying to get over, if the trust issue was broken back here, you've got to climb over that mountain and get over it to move forward. But if you stay right there at the bottom of the mountain where the trust is broken, you never move forward. So you don't forget how the trust was broken, why it was broken, the hurt that went along with it. But you see, how can we use this thing to make our relationship better? how can we use this to know that we will never go back to that place again? You know, you learn the lesson from it and keep on going, never looking back to go to that thing again.
I love that. I love that. And so shifting gears back to, you know, married with children, how can we, and you mentioned the planning again, so we might just be repeating ourselves here, but how can we as married couples take care of the children, work, and still find time to spend with each other? Because oftentimes this becomes a big old excuse. Oh, well, we don't have any time. We don't have any time to go out on a date. We don't have anybody to watch the kids, and on and on and on. We can end up making these excuses. So, Deborah, what's your no-excuse strategy for this?
No excuse is get it done. You know, if it's something that's valuable to you, get it done. If you see a purse that you want and that purse is out of your budget but you really want it, you're going to save your money so you can go buy it. If something's wrong with your car, you need it fixed, but you don't have the funds right now, how are we going to get the air condition fixed in this thing? You are going to save your money until you can get it fixed. So it's the same thing with your marriage. Spending time together saves your marriage. So if your marriage is valuable enough to you, you will find a way to save the time and spend it together. So you may have to look at, okay, I have small children. Maybe you don't yet trust your baby with anybody else. Okay, so what can we do? The baby's going to take a nap, hopefully every day. So maybe one day when the baby's taking a nap, we're going to both plan to be together, even if I have to take a half a day off from work, so that we can be together at nap time and have a quiet lunch and just sit down and talk. It's going to take planning, you know, or do we plan to do this once a quarter, once a week? Decide what your marriage needs. Some marriage needs once a quarter. Some marriage needs once a week. Some marriage needs every other week, that just quiet one-on-one time together. So you decide how you can do it. If money is an issue, find things that don't cost money. We can have a picnic in the backyard. No, it may not be the beach, but it's what we can do right now. And one of the things is not being dissatisfied with what you're able to do now. Take joy in what you're able to do now. Look forward to what you'll be able to do in the future, but take joy with what you have right now. Steal that 15 minutes. Steal that hour. If grandma's around, okay, grandma can watch the baby this month for maybe 3 hours. You decide how you're going to spend it, and don't let anybody interrupt that time. Don't spend it doing bills and, you know, arguing over why we don't have any groceries. But, no, this is whatever period of time it is, 3 hours, that we're going to spend together focusing on one another.
I love it. Again, I mean, oh, my goodness, you could be on this show every week. I'm telling you, sister, that was amazing. And one of the biggest aha moments, I had so many while you were talking, but one of the biggest ones was the right now. Be okay and satisfied with where you are right now, because sometimes those excuses evolve and come from, well, we don't have the money to go to Hawaii and, you know, have a getaway together. Okay, well, create your getaway at home. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes we become stagnant because we're looking so far ahead into the future and focusing on what we don't have rather than being focused on what we do have.
Exactly. When you were dating, you were happy hearing one another breathe on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to that place. Don't let the cumbersome, you know, things of life take you away from that spot. Actually, just last week, the 11th, my husband and I were married for 28 years. And for 3 days, we basically did nothing. We basically did nothing at all. And it's just, you know, who you are. And can I just love you where you are versus having to have all of this other stuff to entertain me?
A lot of times you'll hear people say the kids should come first. I mean, I remember when our daughter, our oldest, was about 3 months, and a relative said to me, you two need to put the daughter first. I disagree. I tend to disagree. I think the couple needs to be a priority in order for the children to live in a healthy environment. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's actually keeping it all in perspective is that, you know, without a happy marriage, the children are not going to be happy. So the marriage does have to come first in order to keep the children in the right spot. So I think you have to know that the husband and wife do have to come first in order to support the children where they are. But with that, the children definitely are high priority. You brought them into the world. They need you to take care of them.
Yes, that makes perfect sense again. Absolutely. So what are the services that you provide and how can we stay connected with you? I really want our listeners to know how we can get in touch with you.
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E.com. You can see some things that we're doing there. We also have a newsletter that comes out once a month. You can hit us up on that. We do couples counseling or couples mentoring. We're always available for that. And with that, you can just shoot me an email at deborah@deborahjerome.com.
I am so excited to announce that I will be speaking at Podcast Movement's PMX Talk. To learn more about this amazing conference, please visit www.podcastmovement.com. Thank you, Deborah, for being a part of the Mom Talk community. I will leave you with this quote by Albert Einstein. Men marry women with the hope they will never change. Women marry men with the hope they will change. Invariably, they are both disappointed. You have been listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. Stay connected by heading over to www.deniseandlarosa.com, where you will find plenty of resources and encouragement to help you along your journey in motherhood. Be sure to share this podcast with your mom friends. And until next time, there's no perfect way to be a mother, but a million ways to be a good one.